Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Welcome to the Truth About Prosperity. We're here tonight with Pat Krichovic, Dave Krichovic, and myself, Penny Golden. Dave, are you online with us? Hi, Dave. Hello.
Here we are.
Don't ask me. I didn't put that stuff in there. If it ain't no company, then guess what? It ain't no company.
Okay, Dave, are you with me?
We're here.
Okay. So I had to recall back into the studio, but we're here live now. So thank you for being here. And I'm really excited because usually people don't show all the different sides of prosperity, how it manifests, and when it's not manifesting, how to make it happen again. And you and Pat have some important things to share with us tonight, right?
It's a nice way to say it, Penny.
I mean, I'm excited about it because I do often do that, Dave. I'll sort of just blurt out my shortcomings, either in the present or from the past, because I think there's a great value in that. Sometimes, you know, when you've made it so far, like you and Pat are so successful in everything that you guys venture into, it's helpful to see that, you know, you can still stumble a little bit too. And also to see how you recover, you know?
No, absolutely, Penny. You know, life is our greatest teacher, and especially our relationships within our life. And relationships, you know, you think of a relationship and you think of with someone in your family, and then you may extend it to friends, but relationships extend to everything because we're related to everything. And that means the planet, that means animals, that means money. How is our relationship with all of those things? So anyway, relationships, as in husband and wife, create the most interesting opportunities for evolving the soul and advancing one's beliefs and thoughts about different things.
And I think that marriage, just interrupt for a minute, I believe that marriage is the greatest opportunity. You know, sometimes that's where we let our ugly out, you know? That person who's so close to us, they get the very best of us, but they can also get the very worst of us. I think most people
can
relate to that, you know?
They can.
Wonder which end she was thinking about.
Yeah, would your wife laugh like that? No, just kidding. No, I think everyone agrees with that, you know? When you're in those intimate and close relationships, you know, your whole heart is there, your whole life is invested there, so it can be really devastating when something isn't clicking right.
Yeah, and, you know, face it, we've all had those moments. It happens. The more, I think, conscious you become, the more you clear in your energy field, the less often these things happen. This is our experience. And the less drama there is. This has happened in our life as well. So as we progress in our level of consciousness, there's a direct proportion to the frequency and volatility of such reactions. However, such things never go in a straight line. There's always ups and downs, and the evolution of the soul and our spiritual walk in the planet is more of a spiral up and down. So you can go up and then you can go back down, and you go back up and you go back down, and the key is to keep trending up. Anyway, Pat and I went down in a particular instance very, very recently, which was very unusual for us. And the question is, since we know it happens to all of us, what do you do when that happens? That's the big question. What do you do? Well, you know, earlier in my life, and we have my wife here as a witness, I would hold on to this at least for a week, right, honey?
No, maybe longer. You'd write balloon letters and you know, five-page letters about whatever. And
about why I was right. It was very important that I was right.
Yeah.
But anyway, such things are no more. But that is one choice that we have to what do we do with such situations. But when we do that, when we hold on to this, we've stopped the energy from flowing into our life. Now, money is an energy. So you, when you stop energy flowing in your life because you're holding on to a past event, you're actually stopping the flow of money circulating in your life too. And we're going to, later in future shows, we're going to talk about Randolph Price and the 40-Day Prosperity Plan, but he defines money as my own natural energy yield. Money, my own natural energy yield,
M-O-N-E-Y. Okay.
And what he's saying is that money is an energy. It's just a physical form of energy. He's so right about that. So circling back to what happens when these events happen, we need to be conscious of what we're choosing to do with them. Do you want to hold on to it? If you choose to do that, that's fine. But understand that one of the consequences is it will block the flow of energy and possibly block the flow of money into your life. We're talking about prosperity. Go ahead.
In simple terms, you're saying if you're in a fight with somebody, you can block the flow of money coming into your life.
Yep. Because money
is
energy.
That's bad news.
So,
or it's good news
now,
to know. Good to know, right?
It's good news to know.
You can let it go.
Right. Now, sometimes these things that cause this are buried deep within our subconscious so that we're unconscious of it. So it's in our subconscious and we're unconscious. So in other words, I have some kind of blockage within me that I'm not flowing money toward me. So that's what I believe happened with Pat and I, is we had something unconscious. And the more we raise our energy level, our energy vibration, or whatever you say, however you want to say it, the more light we bring into our energy field, the more things come up to be cleared. So whenever you say, I want to be prosperous, and we've talked about this in earlier shows, the universe is going to show you all the places where you're not, so that you can clear it to become or be the energy of prosperity. So this is what happened to us. And one of the argument we had was over money. And surprise, huh? You know, here's someone talking about prosperity for the last year and a half, and we had an argument over money. It wasn't solely about money, but it was certainly in the topic of that. We had a lot of unexpected expenses. Some were planned that impacted our flow. Our flow in was halted because of the situation with Pat's father and her needing to care for him and her mother and her loss of income there. So income down, expenses up, and you're at the pinnacle of this, and all of a sudden the air conditioner doesn't work anymore. The water's dripping. It's leaking in the basement. The water's leaking outside. Next thing you know, you have $1,000 in repair bills, and it's like,
and
oh, my gosh.
It happens all at once like that.
It happens all at once like that.
It rains, it pours.
Exactly. And so you get in what is called the ebb of life as opposed to the flow of life, and it's not fun. And,
no.
You know, one thing, we came back from a trip, and we were just physically exhausted. We were had a 14-hour car ride, you know, behind us, and we were just exhausted. And so when you're physically exhausted and you have all these events happening, there's a weakness there, and lo and behold, you know, you let it all out. So we let it all out.
But here's what I think it taught me. You know, one of the things we talk about is it lack? Is there lack? Is there, you know, a lack of resources? Do I have everything that I need, and does the universe provide, or am I deficient in some way? And whenever all these things start coming down, you know, the ideal thing to do would be keep the faith that this is just, you know, this is just a perfect situation. There's nothing wrong here. There's plenty of money. It's showing up. You know, the bills will get paid. And you stay in faith, not go to fear, which then takes you out of love and into that place of lack.
Yeah, and it's hard to do, Pat, but you're right.
It is hard to do.
Right? Because in truth, honestly, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and the bills and the pipes broke, it's all real, and it's all really happening right then. You know, that ebb and flow, when you're on that edge of it, that's all true, too. In other words, that's all true, too. So how do we do it?
Exactly. I mean, you're so right. And, you know, you have to understand, too, that as with money is like all things. There's an ebb and a flow to it. So there will be times when you have more money coming in, and you'll have times when you have less money coming in. So, you know, money can come in equal amounts and go out in equal amounts, kind of a, you know, balance situation. It's kind of, you know, and then you can have more money coming in than less, or you can have more money going out than it's coming in, or you can have no money flowing in or out at all. So you really have four states, and any of those can happen at any time, but typically it goes in cycles, just like now we're going into summer, and, you know, the summer is going to be longer days. And then if the days are going to shorten, so we go into an ebb and flow. Such things are natural. So I think it's helpful to understand that the flow of money is a flow of energy, and it always flows in cycles. So it just helps to put it in perspective that if you're in an ebb, don't panic, because this too shall end, and, you know, the flow will return. But back to Penny's ultimate question, okay, so what do you do, or what did we do with that situation? And what we did is, as we always do, you know, I forgave her for what she said, she forgave me for what I said. And then you have to look even deeper beyond that, and you need to forgive yourself. And that's often harder to do. What we have found in not only with ourselves, but within many of the workshops that we've done, it's easier for someone to forgive another for what was done to them than it is for them to forgive themselves for what they might have done to others or might have done to themselves.
That's when you know, for me, that's when I know something is really over. It's behind me, because the last thing you do is forgive yourself. And if you haven't gotten that far in any situation, no matter what somebody did to you, if you haven't forgiven them and, you know, forgiven them 1,000 times or however long it took, you're still not done. You're not done until you forgive yourself.
Right.
You're exactly right.
Right. I think we've got a consensus there. And what that means is that's really loving self at that point. And that's where we got to the deeper aspect of, okay, what can we do beyond that? So forgiving self is loving self, and self-love is a huge body of work that's very simple, but it's not, as we said, easy to do. But like Penny said, you know you're done if you can love yourself and forgive yourself for all past thoughts, beliefs, limitations, regrets. And this is very important as we talk about prosperity with thoughts, beliefs around money. It's like, oh, why didn't I make that investment? You know, I could have been rich by now. I could be retired. Or, you know, why did I loan that money to that person? So forgiving self is forgiving self for those kinds of money thoughts as well. Very important to do as well as you begin to unravel and bring these thoughts and feelings and beliefs up to the surface. Remember, when you ask for prosperity, you're going to see where prosperity is being blocked in you. So Pat and I went even further than this. At least I think we did. And we took a really somewhat novel approach, and we said, all right, at the level of the soul, my soul conspired with your soul. Your soul conspired with my soul. And we created this event. We created this event so that we could get it and let it go so we can step into a new world of prosperity or clear whatever we needed to clear. So at the deepest level of what's going on in the universe, there are no coincidences. Everything is planned at a deep soul level. This is what we believe. This is what we operate on. So knowing that, then you can say, okay, if this event was created for our highest and greatest good, then what would happen if I loved what I created? After all, I am the parent of this creation. I created this argument. I birthed it just like a mother would birth a child. I am the mother of this creation.
Wow.
I hear all the silence. Isn't that an interesting thought?
Oh, wow.
We don't just create on the physical world. We create mentally with our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So I created the thought, and then I put it into word, and I put it into action, and I birthed this thing called an argument. What mother would not love her children? So it's a very, very hard thing to do. How can I love something that's so ugly? How can I love something that created such drama? It's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, but we did it. We talked about it, and we did it. We breathed about it because that helped to really loosen the energy around it. We continued to forgive it, and then we just brought love to it. I love what I created. I don't, and here's where, and I think in one of the other shows we talked about faith a little bit. It's like, mm-hmm. Okay, I don't fully get it. I don't fully feel it. But I have faith in knowing that there's a greater mystery that's going on right now. And there was a lot of comfort in that to know this. And so you relied on the faith that what I created had a higher purpose.
You know, if you can remember that, I think it is extremely valuable. I want to say Edgar Cayce supports what you're saying in that, you know, everything that we do in our lives, we dream it first. Like, you don't get in a car accident or an argument without having dreamt about it first.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually creating this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just going with that right there, for people to really ponder that for a minute. I mean, are you literally creating the pipes bursting in your house? Yeah, you're a part of that creation as well.
You are. You are.
It's really hard to believe. It's, you know, it can blow your mind, but the more that you practice seeing that, or just not judging that, just letting that be an open statement, could I be a part of this creation or that creation, you begin to see how it's happening and how you are creating it. And I think that's part, you know, like, I think you've got a leg up. If you know that, then you can go to the next step, Dave, which is outrageous to love it, you know?
Yeah,
that's harder.
You're right, Penny. It's harder, and it's part of it. And, you know, I don't know on a scale of loving it completely and unconditionally where we are in that, but I do know this, is that in doing this, what transpired in our life was an incredible turnaround. We were dealing with a billing issue with a particular entity at our healing center, through some insurance claims that had gone back 2 years and we had not gotten paid for. And then a little trickle came in at about the, I don't know, 20th month of 24 months, where they were paying basically 25% of the dollar that they should have been paying. So 25 cents on the dollar didn't even cover our payroll cost. So
yeah.
We're working this through, and then within 7 days, of us clearing and loving this creation that we made about money, we received a check of thousands of dollars going back for 2 years, and we were paid for the full amount.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that is just an absolutely profound gift, and I think it reinforced the lesson that we learned. So, you know, we think that our thoughts don't count. We think that our emotions don't count.
what's happening around us, yet we're actually, they're being the magnet that's attracting what's happening in our experience.
And also what is detracting, what is holding
exactly.
something off. Because if we can do one, we can do the other, right?
Yes, exactly.
And we do that, withhold from ourselves.
Right.
Kat, your phone is not as clear as I'd like it to be. I did hear what you said, but just to let you know, your phone line is not as clear.
Okay, is that better?
That is better. Thank you.
I had it too close
okay,
on my
so
mouth.
Now,
so I have it also on my mouth.
I would like to share with people, if you would like to read more about this, in this month's issue, which is just coming out on the stand. And it'll be at the first of the month on BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. You can read Dave Krichovic's article, which is titled How to Heal an Unconditional Moment and Find Peace. And this is where, Dave, you actually detail out, you know, kind of steps for someone that they can sit with and, you know, work through on their own.
Yeah, it's basically the same concept, right?
Something
right, right. Yeah, how to heal an unconscious moment and find peace. Yep. Yeah.
So talk to me about it, though. Did you want to say more? Because I have questions, so I can hold my questions.
Well, so when you start to get the flow moving, everything flows. The following week, we go to a wedding out of town. It's in Chicago. If anyone's ever been to downtown Chicago, or if you've not, you can just imagine that hotel bills in downtown Chicago are rather significant, a couple hundred dollars a night for one room, one small room.
Right.
And, you know, again, we were committed to this. We had to go to support someone else, and it wasn't our first choice, but we knew we had to be there because you just do what you have to do. But from a monetary standpoint, actually, this happened, and we weren't aware of this other check coming in yet. It was in, but we weren't aware of it on the weekend that we were in Chicago. So we were fretting about, geez, you know, here's another significant bill. We really don't need to be here. You know, now we got to pay for the wedding, too, or the you know, we got to send a gift. And you know, all those thoughts that go around. And lo and behold, mm-hmm. we go to check out of our room. We find our room is covered.
Wow.
We don't have to pay our hotel cost. It was gifted to us for the people we were there to support. Isn't that amazing? We didn't ask for it. It just came.
But, you know,
right.
that was just like the beginning. We went out to this brunch that was on the river, restaurant on the river, delightful place. The brunch was very, very reasonably priced, especially for Chicago standards and given the menu. But anyway, the waiter was really trying to wow us, and you know he brought us complimentary beignets with coffee before we ordered. He brought us complimentary desserts to share at the end. There was abundance everywhere we looked. Everywhere we looked, the weather—it had rained. It stopped raining. We could take a walk on the river. That's abundance. There was abundance everywhere.
Yeah,
and
it just
such
it
a
flows.
Beautiful experience.
That's amazing. And you guys attribute that. Now, obviously, you know, your life is pretty prosperous. But this particular thing, this particular time that you guys had this unconscious moment, I mean, literally, you're talking about clearing that was like 2 years, right? The invoicing?
Yes.
And so then right after that, everything just flowed naturally.
Everything did.
That's
everything.
Amazing.
And I really feel there was a relationship. I mean, I really, really believe that there is.
Oh, absolutely. I know absolutely that there is.
And, you know, I had just read on our trip there, I was reading in the car, and I can't remember the author. Dave, you'll know. Help me. But he was saying that whenever you are in trust and in love, with what is, you are actually setting up a matrix of attracting wealth to you. And wealth not just meaning money, but wealth of experience, wealth of life, wealth of health and goodness and all that is wonderful. And the minute you go to fear, and the minute you stop being in faith, And the minute you start to change your energy to negativity, to fear, to criticism, to judgment, to lack, you've actually started to, the universe has already been conspiring to support you in what you were trying to create. And when you go to the negative place, you actually stop, it's like putting your hand up and stopping the flow of that abundance, but not just stopping it, pushing it back so that it was on its way to you. You've now set it back by, you know, a significant amount with the negative energy that you're putting out. So it's not just that you stopped it momentarily, you've actually made it backpedal, if you want to think of it that way. That was such a profound insight for me because, you know, we don't realize that once we're conscious of these principles, we really have to be mindful about our choices in the moment. Okay, am I going to choose fear or am I going to choose trust? Am I going to choose an argument or am I going to stay in love? What am I going to do in this moment when this situation presents itself?
Yeah, and this is not only what to do, you know, when it happens, but afterwards also. And I think that, yeah, we do. That's what I meant by the holding off. You know, there's always an opportunity to go in either direction. That opportunity is ever present. And it's amazing, you know, how we can sometimes lose track of that. But, you know, in some ways, I hear you both kind of saying love is the answer, you know?
It is.
Okay.
How do you love something you don't really like?
Okay, so I would like to ask some questions, like, what did you love? I mean, do you say things like, I mean, I love the pipes that are broken. I mean, I don't want to get silly with you, but, you know, there's people that are struggling. There's people that are listening that, you know, want to know, what do you love? Do you know, of course, you love each other, and of course you came back to that after whatever, you know, whatever fear or rant or rave or whatever it was. But is there more than just looking into each other's eyes and saying, I love you? What else?
Yeah, I think for me, I loved the fact that the pipes showed up when they did to allow me to decide if I was going to go deeper down that rabbit hole of fear or was I going to stay in trust that it was all in divine order and everything would work out fine and there was always plenty and I never had to worry about would there be money to pay for that bill. And, you know, loving that situation that presented itself to test me. I didn't love the fact that I had a flooded basement, but I love the fact that, you know, the plumbing happened to give me another insight, a deeper insight into the places where, you know, I need work.
Right.
So it is.
And, you know, the basement's a perfect place, you know, and then once you clean it up, you know, doesn't it feel great?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. I remember when my basement flooded, and, yeah, I was like a child that day. I mean, I could have been 8 years old having a temper tantrum, you know?
Yeah.
But, you
and
know,
they also
I got,
say,
and it's fantastic. I mean, because what happened that time, my daughter came over, and, you know, she just was, Mom, I'll help. And really, I didn't even move. She just did this organizational thing with, you know, where's this from? Where did it come from? Where is it going to? And my basement is clean. It's clear. It doesn't have, you know, years of crap. And it's never flooded again, you know. So it really was a beautiful experience. I mean, you know, I probably should have just invited her over for tea before before actually creating all that. But I got there, you know.
But
yeah.
You know what happened is it gave your daughter a chance to extend and show her love for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The universe is always conspiring to find ways to extend love. What happens if the creation of the flooding was set up so that love could be extended? I mean, when you start to think about life like that, what happens if the fight that Pat and I had was to extend love to each other, to our creation, and to open up the flow? Then you begin to see life in a very, very different way. And what looks like problems aren't problems. They're opportunities to extend love. And so
and,
that
and
is
I'm
what
I'm wondering,
you love.
Even in that moment when you, if you are paying attention and you see that moment, okay, I have a problem, and it's a way of the universe wanting more love in this area or whatever, you know, I'm just wondering, I mean, I want to get there before I get there. You know, I don't want to have the flooded basement to get there. You know? I guess if you're, you know, extending love all the time, you have less of that, for sure.
You know, my thinking is, and my experience so far is that you have less dramatic opportunities in your personal life as to where those requirements are experienced, so that it becomes more of a choice that you're inspired to move to extend love somewhere else, but it's not because there's drama or catastrophe in your own personal life. That's
right.
How our life has transpired, and that some of the people that we work with, that's what we've seen, and I believe that's what is possible. So that as you become more conscious, you're just not drawing those kinds of experiences to you, but you're witnessing experiences outside of your life, your personal life, where you can extend love to. So, for example, you might be, before you didn't know anything about, I don't know, Habitat for Humanity or people who are hungry and they need, you know, food banks need their pantries restocked, you know, but now you're inspired to find out and to help go pick some produce that goes to fill the food banks. So it becomes a different kind of way to extend love when you get to that point. Or another way to do that is I'm very passionate about these teachings and sharing my life so others don't have to make the same mistake. That's extending love too. I don't want the listeners to suffer like we have suffered. You know, I want them to get the joy. I want them to be prosperous. And I'm willing to share my life and my experiences and my lessons and my teachings and my readings. And like Pat was reading on the way to, you know, Chicago in the car, she says, reminded, that was Wallace Wattles, The Science of Getting Rich. And that is going to be the subject of one of our future shows. So she's reading up already on the book, so our listeners don't have to go through and read the 90-some pages of the book. They can if they want to. But
yeah.
So Pat can become an expert in the book and share it in a show or two, which incidentally,
that's
in a future awesome. Show, we're going to do a meditation on that as well, about going into the formless substance. So that's something to look forward to. But I think that's how it works, is you begin, just like Penny, you created a magazine and a radio, an internet radio show to bring the body, mind, spirit concept. I mean, where did that come out of? Because you wanted to share that and know that there's love that can be had from that. And from love comes peace and joy and bliss.
Yeah, it really did. It came from universal laws that I was sharing one-on-one with people. And it didn't matter where I met them, grocery store, friend, family member, you know, standing in line, whatever. And people are suffering. And sometimes it's just a word or two or one ideal or concept that can shift their life, you know? And I wanted to shift their lives like that because my life has been shifted so many times from deep desperation, deep depression. And I have seen how just the concept of knowing our connection to the universe and how loved we are, how supported we are. It's insane. You couldn't have told me that, you know, 30 years ago because I couldn't see it. I didn't feel it. But now I know that it's true. And so, yeah, I want that for everyone. I want them to begin to know that so that they can practice it and preach it and live it and benefit from it, you know? Yeah,
that's
love.
Beautiful. Yeah. And what you've done is you've extended it or expanded it or caused it to radiate out through the creation, literal creation. Out of nothing came the magazine. Not out of nothing, but being inspired by the willingness to do that. So what I'm trying to do is make a connection between love as a creative force as well. I mean, love as a creative force is two couples come together and have a baby. That's creation. Love is an extension of all creation. And you created a magazine out of love. Very nice.
Yeah, and so you're saying we create arguments out of love.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
At the deepest level.
That is radical.
You
two are radical.
If you can go there, then to answer your question you had like 15 minutes ago, that's how you love it. Because you understand. And then what happens too, I think, is that the more you see these little bits and pieces, and you may not get how it all flows, but you just sit back and you just wonder about it all. You wonder and you're amazed at the mystery of everything that's happening. I mean, look at this. We've come through springtime and all these flowers, the daffodils and the tulips and the red buds and the, you know, and blooming. And we look out my window here and there's a weigelia blooming and a spirea, the Anthony Waters spirea is blooming, and there's still tulips and some geraniums. How is this possible? How is it that every year these come back and the grass is green and the trees are budding? I mean, you just wonder at the mystery of it, and then you just know there's a force underlying it all that's beautiful and good and holy, and you just trust more and more. It comes to you, and you just know it, and no one can tell you differently, no matter what happens in your life.
Yeah, once you have experienced it, I think that, you know, you can have unconscious moments.
Yes, you can.
And they're rarer than they were before. But, yeah, once you experience the wholeness, the oneness of the universe, and that oneness is love, I think the name of God could be love. You know, I use those interchangeably. You know, for myself, they're the same. God and love are the same.
Yes,
they are.
Yes.
It's the same thing that's happening. I just had a situation. I was talking to Dave earlier that I had some boys working, and there was a little tiny problem on a porch, and I had them rip up some boards to find out they don't make those boards anymore. This is a 100-year-old home, and, they all want me to replace it with plastic, which, you know, that's just not in the spirit of this home.
No.
This home is all hardwood, you know? This conversation tonight, Dave, has really helped me because that's a gift. That's a gift to care about that 100-year-old wood. And it's a gift to meet with other people, whoever they are, you know, people that are claiming wood and stocking it up that I'm going to go buy. And God's going to guide me to the perfect wood that works. So I've accepted that all as a gift. So thank you, Dave. That was a big mental shift for me because I was freaking out. I was mad. I'm like, how dare them not make wood to replace this wood, that was handcrafted. Come on. So I'm over that. Now I'm in the love of it, the love of the search for this wood.
So
if any listeners have tongue and groove, 3.5-inch,
hardwood, give me a call. There could be someone on the show who's able to do that. That's right.
That's right.
But as you look at attraction and you look at prosperity, when you're resisting what is, you're pushing away. And now Penny's loving it. It's going to be much easier for her to find that replacement.
Yeah. And I know this now. But at that moment, when I find out, because I've called, 7 different lumber companies, I was just in the moment of going, you're kidding me. I was just ticked off, So,
yeah, I think that place in Detroit can help you where they sell reclaimed goods. Yeah.
I mean, millions of these homes were built. It's there. It's in the world.
It is there.
It exists. So, yeah.
We're calling it in. It's on its way right now.
Exactly.
Everyone,
so that was a big shift to me, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dave.
I cannot wait to hear the meditation.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, let's all envision a new tongue and groove porch for Penny's building.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
So what is the meditation on a full moon meditation this coming month?
It is on June 1st, and it is about healing self, or loving self to heal self. So it's very much in alignment with tonight's show.
It is.
In terms of what, where you get down deep about the forgiveness of self means you really need to love self and understand that everything was done with a purpose that we may not understand, but we trust. And that's what the meditation is going to be about. So if you really want to go deeper into that and have an experience of that, and the experience will make all these words much more real. So I highly recommend it. Is join us on June 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com.
And if you know that it will be archived and you can find it after the fact, so please take the time and join us.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic because, you know, in your article, which, of course, I can read too, you know, you guys knew what to do, some conscious breathing to meditate and forgiveness on this. And I think that, you know, the full moon meditation is a support. You know, you're having master meditators, which are Dave and Pat Krichovic. They do this around the world, guide you through a meditation. And, you know, having that support, having someone guide you through, you're not using your own thoughts, which sometimes can be caught up in an argument or can be completely unconscious to you at that moment. So I'm really grateful that you guys are going to do that. All your meditations I'm grateful for because they're all an experience worth having. But this is a really great one. So, yeah, I suggest that the readers or the listeners that are usually here, you know, flip over and take a listen and join in this time. That'll be great.
Thank you, Pen.
Thanks, Pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I know it was a little kind of a deeper subject tonight, but I hope the personal experiences we've all shared have been helpful to the listeners and gives them some food for thought. What to do when those unconscious moments happen and how it relates to prosperity.
Entirely.
Entirely.
You can't get away from
yeah.
There's no way out from that. So
yeah.
My own natural energy yield. Money.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
so I think that's something
energy
to look forward to because at some point in one of the future shows, we'll be doing the Randolph Price 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And then additionally, we'll be reviewing Wallace Waddell's book, The Science of Getting Rich, which was highlighted in the DVD, The Secret. So I think there's a lot of good things to come in the show. We're looking forward to sharing them with everyone and going further down the rabbit hole. So until next month, huh?
Yeah, and if anybody wants to connect with us and give us any ideas, suggestions, have any questions, you can reach me at pennygolden@comcast.net. And you can also reach out to Dave and Pat Krichovic. What email do you guys use?
Right now I would do dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com or pat@bodyworkshealingcenter.com.
Perfect.
Our Ascension Breathing website will be up in another month or so.
That's exciting.
Yeah. But so until
you guys
then,
have
that,
done so much with breathing around the world. So, I mean, I know you're excited. Tell us more about Ascension Breathing.
Well, Ascension Breathing is what I like to think of as somewhat of an evolutionary step in modern breathwork. Modern breathwork, of course, using the connected breath that's used so much in holotropic breathing or rebirthing, but you can get into really emotional drama at times, and what we found is that there are ways around that, and it's not necessary with where the energy is right now. We can move through the emotional trauma of the past much more rapidly. We don't have to relive it, and we can basically ascend through the breath and through visualization above our limiting thoughts and tap into our human potential and beyond. And the reason I say beyond is because I believe humanity has limited us in terms of what we believe the potential is. And when we start to step into the world of spirit and of what is possible and of activating new strands of DNA and increasing the light body that is who we really are, that we can extend and move beyond what humanity has defined as its potential.
And I think that people, that was beautiful, by the way, Dave. I think that people who have done any type of breathing work have a sense of that. I know that you guys have spent, you've dedicated your life to really being the gateway to help people go ascend, go higher than that. So it's not just about technique. And for those who have never done any breathing techniques whatsoever, I would say, oh, yes, you have. Because, you know, every woman knows, you know, that moment of sort of waiting to exhale, you know, waiting to just really breathe and just let things go, you know. And then after that great exhale, then you have that energy that you breathe in, and all of a sudden it's not just air, it's life. You're breathing
in
a new life that fills you with energy and that, you know, goes to every cell in your body and rejuvenates you and inspires you. So I think breathing, we know that. We know that there are ways to connect with the breath that do take us higher. So that's beautiful work. I'm excited for your new website that's coming so that people can learn more and, you know, get involved more with there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting, too, because the teachings, like we talked about stepping into the mystery tonight. Well, there's a breath we call the mystery breath, and it helps you get through the day in understanding the mystery that's about you. And then the loving breath where, okay, how do I bring love to this situation? And then, okay, well, this argument happened. How do I bring gratitude to this argument? All of that is covered in our ascension breath work. And the breath can help you get through that. Like you said, well, how do you love it? Well, that's where this particular breath, which only takes, you know, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, can help reset that energy so you can step into that state of being. And from there you choose action then. Not from an unconscious place, but from a conscious place. And everything changes when you do that. Everything changes.
That's beautiful. And so where can people experience this? Are you having any workshops this summer or anything that people can get involved in?
We do have one coming up called the 28 Days to Presence. In fact, I think it's starting the week of June 1st. You could go to the BodyWorksHealingCenter.com website to find out more about that. You can check out the basics of our Ascension Breathing website homepage is out there right now at AscensionBreathing.com. But that is what we have scheduled right now, and then we have a few intro programs. But summer is a slower time, and then we're going to pick up really heavy in the fall with our programs.
So when they go, can they join your email list so that, you know, they can be informed when your fall classes and things come about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a newsletter to join?
For Ascension Breathing, there is not yet, but there will be very shortly.
Okay,
but certainly
if anybody wants to join the newsletter, then just email Dave, and then, you know, just say, I want to be on the list.
That'd be great. We'll get you there.
Yeah, then that way you can get those added in, because I love that you're connecting the breath to our everyday things so that we can make those connections. And so it doesn't matter if you are not, you know, a master breather or not. Like I said, you know, everyone's used breathing to transcend things. So here,
I'm at your homepage right now. It's beautiful. There's a lot of things for him, you know, different things for them to kind of get involved in. So, yeah, that's ascensionbreathing.com. Check it out.
Yeah. It's awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for sharing. This was a great show. I'm glad you guys were willing to share, you know, the process, part of the process of coming back from an unconscious moment, because we all have them, right?
Right.
So
maybe we
you.
Should say, maybe we should change the title of the show to Get Real with Prosperity.
Yeah, we
might.
I think
we got a little bit real tonight.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
But that's what life is. All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Till next month. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. You've been listening to Truth About Prosperity, unless Dave changes the name on us. And you've been listening to Penny Golden, Dave Krichovic, and the lovely, beautiful Pat Krichovic. Please reach out to us. We love it when you connect and let us know what you think and what you would like us to review and talk about on Truth About Prosperity. We'll look forward to seeing or how do I say it? We will look forward to your presence next month, same time.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello?